Hey everybody, welcome to Rebrand, America's only comedy podcast. This is your co-host Mort Burke here, just coming on to tell you a couple of things. We have a Patreon. It's so fucking good, you guys. I don't know why I swore there, but it's really good. Yeah, you get behind-the-scenes photos, you get unreleased content, you get unreleased video content, you get ad-free episodes. Also, you get to immediately join our Discord. You get to, you know, leave suggestions for episodes and stuff. This episode came from a suggestion from a Discord participator? That's what I'll call it. Somebody in our Discord, our buddy named Jay the Crab Band, suggested birthdays, and that's what this episode is. It's lots of fun, so thanks, Jay. Appreciate you, dude. And also, I'm currently on tour doing stand-up right now as you listen to this episode. So if you listen today or tomorrow, we're in Omaha on May 2nd at the Backline Theater. So come watch us do stand-up there. It's me and my buddy George McCullough, who's hilarious. He's a beautiful singer-songwriter, and his songs are also super funny. And then we're in Salt Lake City on May 4th at the Alliance Theater. So come check that out if you're so inclined, and enjoy this episode with the magnanimous Nick Weiger.
Yellow, beloved consumers, I'm Ashley Birch.
And I'm Mort Burke.
And welcome to Rebrand, a comedy podcast where we inject new life into titled brands, whether they be snack food celebrities or religious institutions.
Honey, once again, really courageous pausing.
Dramatic pauses.
Yeah.
Messing with my dramatic pauses.
Yeah. It just speaks to your confidence as a performer and really a broadcaster.
Thank you so much. I'm going to do dramatic pauses all throughout this episode.
God, I can't wait. They always say dead air is the best for radio.
That's what you're always aiming for. I can't wait to introduce our guest.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to do that anymore. Mort, do you want to introduce our guest?
It'll add a real, like, harrowing ambiance to the...
It's going to be really confusing for you when you edit. You're going to be like, did this cut out? But really, no, it's just me doing a dumb gag. Who's our guest today?
Oh my God, honey. This dude, wonderful human being, honestly, and co-host of the hit beloved podcast Doughboys, as well as Get Played. It's our pal and yours, Nick Weiger, everyone.
Wow. Hey, buddy. Thanks for having me.
It's catching. The dramatic pause is catching.
Yeah, it is.
It's powerful.
It is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it makes you sound more like James Earl Jones or something. Like,
yeah.
It makes you sound Shakespearean.
There's immediate tension.
What's that term? Is it mo? It's like the Japanese term for like dead space, like the space between claps, basically.
Oh, like what is the sound of one hit? Oh, okay. No, that's different. That's a cone.
It's more just like the idea of, you know, need rest in between bursts of intensity or just like in a work of art. Like if a work of narrative art, you need bursts of action, but also need moments where things just kind of slow down.
Without a doubt. Otherwise, it's just like overstimulating nonsense.
Then it's like a stunt show. You know, then it's just a barrage of activity.
Yeah, it's like the Universal Studios Waterworld stunt show.
Oh, which, man, is excellent.
That is actually awesome. You know what? Poor example.
Yeah, bad example, honey. I gotta say. It's really good.
I guess the Japanese were wrong about one thing.
And only one thing. World War II, all good. The concept of ma refers to the space-time.
Ma, rather. Yeah, no, I said mo.
Space-time or silence between things rather than the things themselves.
Yeah, there's a depth to silence. I'm so glad we've gotten spiritual early on in this episode. truly is that, like, we're all afraid to... I'm kind of disturbed now when I get into an elevator and there's music, or I'm pumping gas and there's music. You know, it's like
I feel like that's always, eh?
It's really consistent. And it's like we're more and more afraid of silence. Like, what happens if one of my thoughts, like, escapes and I actually get to hear it in my head? You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Are y'all like, because I find myself doing this sometimes where I'm just wearing headphones all the time. And I'm just like, I need to stop doing this.
Right.
Because I'm just have noise going, and at a certain point, your brain needs time to itself.
You know?
You need to go back into your default state and be alone with your thoughts, as unpleasant as that can be sometimes. You know?
Totally. And what are you listening to?
I listen to podcasts.
Do you listen exclusively to your own podcast?
My own podcast, yeah. This is good.
You have versions of Doughboys that Mike's edited out of.
Yeah. Oops, all Weiger.
I already forgot what we said we were going to rebrand.
Yeah. It's all, well, the, okay, yes. Sorry. I was going to do a dumb bit, but I'll just get into it. Yeah, we're rebranding birthdays.
That's right. Now, here's what I will say initially, and I'll follow your lead on this, but I am a birthday skeptic. I'm not someone who celebrates my own birthday. I like to treat it like any other day. I'm fine with people who want to have a birthday thing. That's fine. That's up to you. Like for me, I'm not into, you know, more of a no muss, no fuss sort of approach. But I do love birthday flavor. It's one of my favorite flavors. So anytime, if I'm talking about a sweet treat and there's like a birthday celebration cake available, you know, they get the birthday cheesecake at Cheesecake Factory. That's what I want to order.
Interesting. So like a birthday cake ice cream or something? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like birthday cake ice cream or, you know, the birthday golden Oreos I think are delightful.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, anytime birthday is presented in flavor form, I'm into it.
Yep.
This is a question that I've never thought to ask before, but it is now just occurring to me. How does one define birthday as a flavor?
Great question.
To me, it feels a little bit like some vanilla, a little bit of yellow sponge cake.
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of
some sprinkles for fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it just vanilla with pizzazz? Is that what birthday is,
so.
Basically?
Okay. Roughly. It's a little bit more than that. But yeah, I think usually like...
I think that'd be an equally marketable term for birthday, vanilla with pizzazz.
Vanilla with a little spunk, you know?
Well, look, I'll let the thing I say, vanilla is a flavor. So, you know, I'm a big vanilla advocate. But yeah, I think a birthday is something a little bit different. I think it's funfetti, I feel like, is oftentimes an element, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's not just a flavor. It's also kind of an aesthetic. It's got kind of that... fireworky sort of side to it.
Right.
Totally.
Right.
Yeah, but a very non-threatening.
Right.
It's a soft, sweet, sparkly place to land that evokes childhood.
Right. It's nostalgic. It's comforting. So we like birthday as an aesthetic, as a way of life, not as a day. As a flavor.
I think it'd be very excellent if Nick just started adopting birthday as an aesthetic for like his look, his attitude. Well, okay, so have you always disliked birthdays, or?
I think it's become more of an adulthood thing, where I just, like, I sort of, like, for me, I associate it so much with being a kid, and then once it became a thing of, like, I'm not getting presents from mom and dad anymore, and I guess even probably as a teenager, that was the point where I was like, well, I'm not getting, like, a, you know, a big haul of video games and G.I. Joes or whatever, you know, I mean, I'm just, and I think once I stopped associated with any sort of, like gift exchange, I was just sort of like, yeah, whatever. Maybe I'll go out to dinner if I want, but also I don't even really care that much about that, you know?
Yeah.
I also just, like, I don't want to make a big to-do. I guess that's part of it, too.
I feel that, yeah.
Because there are times when I've been invited to something and I'm going out of obligation and I don't like to have anyone else have to do that for me, you know what I mean?
Totally.
Yes.
Which that sounds like I'm being selfless. I'm not. I'm just like, I also don't want to be, it's primarily, I just don't want there to be a big fuss, but I also like think of that as an element, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally.
I relate. I feel like there seems like there's so much pressure around birthdays.
Right.
Or it's like they're like heavy existentially, because at a certain point when you age out of getting gifts, you're just ticking away towards your own death. That's all it is that you're just tallying up, oh, another one, huh? Another one. When there's no more fun milestones, it's just sort of like marking the days until you die.
Yeah, it's the Reaper working the abacus.
Exactly.
Which is also a very another like goth rebrand of birthdays. We keep rebranding things just as goth, which it always works.
Reaper working the abacus.
Just fucking shaking hands with the Reaper once a year.
Yeah, I guess that's another aspect of it, of if I think of it as something important, then all of a sudden I've set myself up for like, well, I had a bad birthday,
yes,
or like I ruined my birthday,
yes,
or like things didn't go. I wanted to go to Disneyland and I wanted to go to dinner at this place and like things didn't work out or whatever, or, you know, like then all of a sudden you're setting yourself up for disappointment, where I'd rather just personally for myself treat it like any other day.
Totally. And I feel like you're kind of like that, honey, where
100%.
Like your birthday and other people's birthdays feel a little bit important to you, but it becomes pressurized.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I do like I like celebrating things. I mean, I'm mere moments away from being one of those women on the Hallmark YouTube channel where I'm like, and this is how you make a nice napkin arrangement for your Halloween party. Like
I'm a napkin sculpture of your son.
I'm dangerously close. I'm teetering toward a Hallmark channel. But I like celebrating things in a specific way. But yeah, I do find not as much other people's birthdays. I get kind of excited about trying to think about things for other people's birthdays, but for my own birthday, I think, yeah, it's this thing of like, I don't want people to feel obligated. If people don't show up, am I going to feel it some kind of way?
Mm.
Also, I have a birthday. Mine's June 19th, which is Juneteenth, first of all, which celebrating anything on Juneteenth that isn't the freedom of enslaved people.
Right. This is actually about me today.
Yeah, exactly right. And then also, you know, people are like, there are a lot of June birthdays in our friend group, I feel like. And also, so people will like plan ahead, which I don't, where they'll be like 3 months before, book an Airbnb somewhere, and then everyone is going to that, or people are out for some sort of summer trip.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's just a lot of things working against me, which I do feel, which is a weird thing to say about the holiday Juneteenth. That's not working against me. that is a thing to be celebrated.
Yeah, I get what you mean. And it's like, yeah, you don't want to make that something that's all about you.
Yes.
I'm realizing this is a thing I've never really thought about, but I wonder if some of my birthday skepticism might be because in elementary school and middle school, I had a number of close friends who were Jehovah's Witnesses. And that's like a, you know, a religion where they don't celebrate birthdays at all.
Interesting.
And so I wonder if a little bit of that, because I remember learning that from a friend in like fourth grade, like, when's your birthday? And it's like, it's this date, but we don't celebrate. That's not a thing we do. I wonder if that was just like, oh, I didn't know that was an option. You know, if that, that kind of subconsciously got implanted at me at a young age. I don't know.
Did you, this has become a psychoanalyzation podcast, and I think that's important. Did you feel a little guilty that you got to celebrate your friends didn't or something? Or?
Oh, I wonder. Yeah, I bet. I bet at some level I was like, oh, they're being left out, not realizing that, no, it's just a different value system. We just prioritize different things.
But I know sometimes people can get a, I mean, it depends on what kind of kid. Okay, I think we're dealing with a couple interesting things here. One is that, like, early on, your birthdays are this strange, magical day out of nowhere, and that's all they are. All of a sudden, you're the focus, and you get gifts and presents. And then at some point, you recognize that it is a march toward the grave.
Right.
And it's and those two things need to be, like, reconciled somehow.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? Because, like, of course you, you know, of course you're feeling on it would change.
When you said they need to be reconciled, what I pictured is that your rebrand of a birthday is that it is, you can only do things that a child would do. So it's like dinosaur themed pizza party. But then there's just one of your friends is dressed up like the Grim Reaper and just lurks in corners.
Always in the corner and like movie quality, troubling makeup. Like looks like a true skeleton. Yes.
Well, I know there's the, because, and I think she's still popular, there's like a grandma cartoon character that I think only exists on birthday cards. And her whole thing is like, she's like a cranky old lady who's kind of like making, kind of doing gallows humor about how much older you're getting. Like, I think at a certain point, your birthday does become a little bit of like, hey, let's embrace that side of it. Let's embrace the conveyor belt towards oblivion and just sort of like we'll poke fun of it. That's how we're going to celebrate this.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Like when you go to Party City in the birthday aisle, there's like children's birthday, and then there's like past a certain age where it's all like tombstones.
Right, yeah. Right, yeah.
It's like a plate that has like skeleton hands on it. It's all very morbid.
It's
sure.
It, like, you know, one of the worst times I feel like to be alive, at least in this country, was like the Old West era. And I feel like that was also like the golden age for funny tombstones, because it was just like there was such a, you know, you ever go to like, well, like an old time, one of those old timey graveyards, and they got a bunch of like silly puns about how people died or whatever. I think there is maybe something to just like being that close to death where like, of course, you're going to have some sort of sense of humor about it, because what else are you going to do?
I just had a thought, actually. You get all these milestones, like your 18th birthday, you can vote. Your 21st birthday, you can drink, blah, blah, blah. There's all this shit that you don't want to have to do when you become an adult, like creating a 401k, or, you know, we're married and I guess I should get a life insurance policy so that if you decide to murder me for it one day, you'll be taken care of. You know, whatever.
Yeah, hey, look, I'm just saying it's a great idea. Honey. That's all I'm about.
But what if your birthday was, instead of like a dinner or a party, it's like, here is an adult thing I don't want to do and I need support. So yeah, I just need all of my friends to come, help me research it, help me do it, and we can have pizza while we do it.
Oh my God, this is brilliant. We all go to the DMV together. Totally, and bring like a juggling clown and shit. Yeah, this is wonderful.
Oh my God, the DMV would be so psyched if you and like a bunch of your friends came in like, happy birthday to you.
We've got like break dancers choreographed. Yeah.
Improving the vibes of DMV, and you get to finally get your real ID, which you should have gotten 4 months ago.
Totally.
You know?
A male stripper.
God, I cannot believe how cumbersome the real ID process was.
Jesus Christ.
I had to like go, like I was at physically at the DMV and had to go home twice to get more documents.
Oh my God. Jeez. This is what I'm saying. Yeah. So much of adulthood is just shit you don't want to have to deal with like that.
Dude, any form makes me start to feel sick to my stomach.
Oh yeah. The amount of horrible shit you can handle that life throws your way. And then if you have to deal with bureaucracy in any form, you collapse like a deck of cards. And I think that's the way that a lot of people are. Yeah. That it's like, it's set up to be as grueling and uncomfortable and unpleasant as possible.
Yeah.
So I feel like I had a thing recently happen where basically I was like, oh, I need to go through and make sure that I've removed myself from a bunch of lists or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the prospect of that was so daunting. And a friend of mine was like, I would help you. Maybe you could just like put together a party and everyone could come and just, and I was like, really sweet.
Yeah.
Something like that where like, yeah, I've been needing to get my car detailed for the last 7 months and I just don't do it. So on my birthday, I get my friends to come with me as my birthday gift to sit with me at the car detailing place.
Yeah, a caravan of 14 cars. I like how this makes everything all more like convoluted and crowded. But yeah, I think for sure.
The idea of accomplishing some task, because I also love feeling productive.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And having a, like, hey, I'm going to do something for myself on this day, as opposed to this is just going to be a big day off and then I'm going to be like hungover and feel like shit the next day. Like, no, actually, this could be a day I could use as in a way to induce me to take care of something that's been lingering.
Right.
You know, like I do really like this framing of it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other big markers for age, because I think, do they stop at 25 or are there more? So the last one I can think of is renting a car at age 25.
Yes.
But there's got to be other, I mean, I guess running for Congress and running for the presidency, which are like, what, 30 and 35, something like that?
Oh, I didn't even know that Congress is younger than president. Makes sense.
I think it is. I think it might be 25 for the House and 30 for the Senate.
Yeah.
And then also, I think there's stuff like, didn't you just go to the doctor recently? And because you're in your 40s, you have to get a colonoscopy?
Yeah, and the side note, hilariously, the doctor used the phrase booty hole 3 times. The doctor
said booty hole
3 times. So I was like, hey, you're a doctor, call it what it's supposed to be called, a tushy dimple. That's what we're... Also, why is it bleeding? Okay, all right.
Bernie Mac MD.
Booty hole. You can have all your friends come for your colonoscopy instead of for your birthday.
Yeah, totally. And we like, that's great. And I think the colonoscopy should be birthday themed, where like...
Your doctor has to wear a birthday hat?
Yeah, totally. And they pretend to find a
present in your cavity?
Yeah. But yeah, like an NES, an 8-bit Nintendo in there or something. Just on the screen, not in real life.
But if you took care of that on your birthday, there is something to just like, hey, I don't have to worry about that. It's just done.
Yep.
You know, I've reached the age threshold where I need to do this procedure. I'm doing it immediately. And then there's a thing I don't need to worry about for the rest of the year.
Right.
There is an approach to, what is the, Mark Twain has a quote, or it's a quote, that one of the many quotes that's misattributed to Mark Twain. But it's something like, if your job is to eat a bullfrog, do it first thing in the morning. And if your job is to eat 2 bullfrogs, eat the bigger one first. It's basically like whatever your onerous task is, as opposed to postponing it, as opposed to, you know, like letting it linger for as long as possible, just do it immediately.
Right.
Just nip it in the bud. And I was like, I do try to do that with my own work. I am like, oh, hey, if I got to take care of something that's annoying, I'm just going to do it first thing in the morning when I wake up. And that approach actually does work pretty well for me. Because it's just a thing I don't need to worry about the rest of the day. Procrastination tends to, it leads to more anxiety, at least for me personally, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I'll pitch an idea that, you know how we don't need travel agencies anymore like that? Mm. We start a birthday party agency where our entire job is to spice up whatever piece of shit task you have to do
for
your birthday.
Uh-huh.
And our commercials will be like black and white, raining, man walking to like the mailbox, and it'd be like, you know how every birthday makes you feel suicidal or whatever, and then cut to us like partying. Okay, that's all I got.
I like that. I also like that, like, the task doesn't necessarily even need to be, because you don't have a marker for every single year, but it could just be something that you got to take care of that you've been putting off. Like, for me, it's just like, I feel like we have 2 fire alarms in the house that we just took batteries out of and then just never replaced because they were chirping and I didn't want to deal with it. And I'm just like, you know, I guess we could just die in a fire. That would be horrifying. We should take care of that at some point. And if I was just like, hey, you know what? My next birthday, I'm going to finally take care of those fire, you know, those fire alarms or whatever.
Completely. Yeah. Today, I need to clean out the vent in the refrigerator or else the thing will like self-destruct apparently.
God.
Yeah, the coils in the back. We just learned about this. Yeah. Yes.
And if I had three of my idiot friends around, it would be just so much easier.
Exactly.
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
Just
totally.
Like goofing and fooling. You
yeah,
know?
Goofing, fooling, drinking some sparkly water.
Yeah.
Playing some music.
Totally.
Yeah.
I've I know that y'all are gamers here, and so like I've dealt with this, and I built a new gaming PC last year, and just cabling is such a pain in the ass.
Oh my God.
And but I heard of a friend who's got more money than me who has like, it's like, oh, I got like a cabling guy, and it was a certain thing like I didn't know you could have a cabling guy.
Yeah. Right.
But you reach a certain threshold of wealth, and you're like, yeah, I can just get whatever guy I want.
There's so a guy for everything.
You could probably get a coil guy.
Completely. Yeah,
yeah. But you're you know, like if you're not someone who's doing that, then yeah, you got to take care of this yourself, and why not make it your birthday?
Yeah. You know how movers can lift a whole bed onto their back easily and then like just like gently walk downstairs? This man is going to be shredded. The refrigerator.
The coil guy
is going to be able to like one-handed just yank the refrigerator out of the wall.
Just completely emasculate you. Yeah. I always love that. I always love doing a guy who actually like works for a living, getting him in my home to take care of some task. It takes him like 12 minutes. Yeah. The thing I could not ever do on my own. Like, oh, thanks, buddy.
Winking at Ashley. And
do you want
like,
a soda?
I pull a muscle watching him.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh la la. I also think, too, there's another version of this, which is, you know, having friends help you with a task that you don't want to do on your actual birthday. And then there's also like a surprise birthday.
Oh, sure.
So like rather than it being like on June or around June 19th, which is my birthday, on a random day that I feel like partying, because you don't always feel like partying on your actual birthday.
Very true, especially if it feels pressurized.
Uh-huh. You just on a random fucking day go, today's the day. And then you know what I mean? And then you send out the texts.
Yeah.
And you're like,
wait, going from sleep, opening your eyes, and the first thing you say,
today. And then and it's last minute, so whoever can come.
Right.
And then you don't feel as bad if it's like, oh, I have a thing, because you ask them, you know, 2 hours before you're going to show up at the Chuck E. Cheese or whatever.
Yeah.
You're still going to Chuck E. Cheese in this scenario.
Oh,
apparently.
Yeah, of course. It's the only
don't go to Chuck E. Cheese. Mitch, my Doughboys co-host, and Griffin Newman of Blank Check, we all went to Chuck E. Cheese to review it recently, and it is grim.
Oh, really?
Have you all been?
No.
Like, it is really, like, there's no reason to ever go to a Chuck E. Cheese over a Dave and Buster's. It's even if you have very young kids, it is just an absolute nightmare.
Oh, no. Grim how?
I guess it smells like death is maybe part of it.
Yeah, you're describing, like, a graveyard for childhood.
Yeah. No, they took out all the charm. They you know, for a long time, hey, honestly, rebrand Chuck E. Cheese could be a thing in your future. But,
oh,
like,
yeah.
they got rid of basically all of the animatronics, which was the whole thing. Nolan Bushnell, who created Chuck E. Cheese, he was like, it was like, yeah, we got pizza, but it's primarily an animatronics thing.
Right.
And so they took that out, which is their whole gimmick. And so it's all screens now. And the screens, a lot of them are just showing, like, YouTube videos. And then, just watching, like, Bluey videos. And then... a lot of the, like there's some very old arcade games, and then there's a lot of the modern games are just like whatever. They're like it's like the big touch screen or whatever,
right.
So it's nothing particularly. It's like an oversized phone. It's like why is that worth messing around with? And the food is just awful now.
God,
it's just
that
is just
bleak.
Yeah, it's a real bummer. It smelled, to be more specific, it smelled like the locker room of like a 24-hour fitness.
Oh,
like it was a really.
God.
Really grotesque just odor.
That's brutal.
Yeah, rough stuff.
Were there any children there?
There were children.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Were they enjoying themselves, or did they seem very...
I think so, but also, like, you know, whatever. I don't have kids, but I have nieces and nephews. What does it take to entertain a young kid? You
not
know what
sure.
I mean?
Like, yeah, that's the magic. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the magic. But I mean, that is
part of space to run around. They'll be fine.
Totally.
That's part of the problem with adult birthdays as well, I suppose, is that the magic of childhood has been decimated by the point that you're
well,
old enough, you know?
That's what I wanted to say, is the thing about your birthday as a kid, you hopefully, in an ideal world, are getting the thing you want the most, right? So
yeah.
I feel like I'm pretty good at this, because at one point Ashley was like, what do you want? And I was like, will you will you rent me a Porsche for the day? She was like, yeah. So we rented a Porsche, like a 2018 Porsche Boxster.
Wow.
For my birthday.
Drove around with the top down. Yeah, with the top down.
Yeah, acted like I was Kid Hollywood. It was, I loved it.
Yeah, you had a great time.
That does sound fun.
So I feel like if you keep it simple, and that's a good one too, I think, because there's no pressure on anyone else except for you, of course. But I think we did it together. Like,
yeah, it was fine.
Together,
yeah.
Whatever, you know? So I feel like if your thing is, if you can get in touch with that part of yourself that is like kind of embarrassed and is like, fuck, I actually really want a paintball.
Right.
Or something, whatever that is. Or like wear a pretty dress and go to like a flower garden. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, maybe part of it is like hyper specificity.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to, at about 11 a.m., Cody's licking my butt.
He's licking.
I'm wearing pants, obviously. Barely, I'm wearing sweatpants. But,
I so badly want to make the awful joke of like father like son.
No!
Cut it out of the podcast. But you're right, because specificity, when you're a kid, it's hyper specific. It's right. Like, I need this game, and in any other game will make me despondent.
Right. I'll puke on my father if he gets me another game.
Right.
I feel like we all have like our trashy thing that we like to read or watch or whatever. For me, it's self-help books. I just like, I obsessively read basically every self-help book I come across, and they all say the same thing, but that's part of the fun of it. But a lot of them
what
are...
What is the basic thing that they say?
You know, live in the moment. Oh, okay. It's all basically mindfulness at this point, everything that comes out in this era. Yeah. But one thing that does seem pretty universal in terms of people who like study happiness is to spend money on experiences, not possessions. Right. Not that you don't need stuff, but like what you're both describing is like, oh yeah, this is a big experience. This is a, like, I remember this thing I did on my birthday as opposed to I remember this thing I got on my birthday that maybe I don't even have anymore, you know?
Yeah. Right.
And so yeah, I think I'm making it about experience. Two things I will endorse that are consistently part of birthdays that I think should be retained regardless. One is some sort of favorite food. Because I think that's just a fun thing. Yeah, whatever your favorite food is, whether that's fine dining, whether that's fast food, whatever it is, whether it's something your mom makes, just have it, just treating yourself to that for sure. Other thing, pinatas.
Mm.
Have you ever not enjoyed a pinata?
That's true.
Those are a blast.
That's interesting. So then what adult thing? Would it still be filled with candy or would it be filled with some other adult thing?
Wow. That's a great question. Yeah, I mean, because I'm less of a candy guy these days.
Right.
I have less of a sweet tooth. So yeah.
Edibles? Is that the adult pinata filling? Extremely expensive.
Car keys for a new Mercedes. And two, like insurance forms, but they've already been filled out and completed.
Oh,
so you don't have to worry about
God.
That, right? Like all that shit.
Oh, the soothing quality of that image. Yeah. Being like some paperwork you didn't want to do just falling out already completed. God, what a dream.
Totally. Also say, you could just throw a bunch of singles in there, a bunch of dollar bills. Yeah. It'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, fives and 20s, yeah. Hell yeah. For sure. One dildo.
Wait, a dildo just flopping around with some loose money?
It's still in the packaging.
Okay. Just imagine it just going all around, like just being subsumed by dirty dollar bills and then hitting the floor.
Party immediately over. Everyone's like so bummed.
You'd hear it rattling too, and that would also affect the sway of the pinata.
Oh, so yeah.
I like that in your guys' minds, the dildo's already on and functioning, it sounds like.
No, it's just for some reason it was not in the packaging anymore. It was just loose.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a loose raw dildo just surrounded vibing. By dollar bills. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's great. Pinatas are great because you get to exhibit a little bit of adult rage.
Oh, that's a really good
point.
You
know,
some
cathartic,
how about this?
Anger.
Pinata made in the likeness of a person that you hate.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Honestly, politician you don't like, right?
Uh-huh.
Somebody like that, and then just it's filled with blood.
That's too much.
But I think it's true, right? As an adult, there's so much frustrating shit. You need to cathartically exhibit some anger.
Right,
you know?
Right.
We did a rage room, and it was incredible.
Yeah, it ruled.
I've heard those are fun. Where did you do it at?
We did it downtown somewhere.
Okay, yeah.
And I will say, Office Space had it right because the printer was the most fun. Maybe that is actually the adult pinata.
Yeah.
Is smashing a printer with a baseball bat. Because there's so many components that fly off that it's really satisfying.
Yeah. And it breaks down in layers.
Yes.
It's great.
I assume you got safety glasses and gloves and everything. You got some sort of safety equipment. But like, what? Do you get to choose your weapon? Do you get to... your implement of destruction?
So, no, it's a baseball bat. It's just a bat. Have like a hazmat suit and goggles on. Okay. They're playing nu metal, like Korn and stuff, the entire time.
They didn't ask us.
They didn't ask us what we wanted to hear, so it's just early 2000s metal. But there's a giant tire in there. There's a bunch of mugs. There's some vases. There's the printer. There's just glasses. A bunch of different things that you can destroy.
But I think in terms of the weapon, it was just a baseball bat, and then you could, like, you know, palm a glass and like throw it at the wall.
That's right, true. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was also satisfying, but short-lived.
Yeah, it was cool. And it was also, this happens to be a lot where I'm like, oh, I'm out of breath 4 minutes in.
Oh my God, immediately.
Oh, for sure.
Because you never allow yourself to, I don't ever let myself get that angry.
No. They're like a half an hour and you go in being like, that's not going to be enough time.
Yeah. No.
It's so much time.
Yeah.
It's so much time.
Yeah, you're screaming, I hate you, daddy, 2 minutes in.
You're and you're like, okay, I'm good actually. I don't know why they have a tire in there though. I feel like it's a prank. Because I tried hitting it. It just bounces. It's rubber.
Tire
it bounces
sucks.
Back and hurts.
And it hurts.
Yeah, it hurts.
Tire hurts.
Maybe that's just a warm-up. I feel like that's a gym thing sometimes, right? You get the sledgehammer with the big tire.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe that's just sort of like, oh, I could get loose a little bit, get some reps, just hammering on this bad boy and get it to work.
So, okay. So, Nick, could you come up with something for you that would be like your Porsche or your paintball or your whatever that. Something deep in your heart. That sounds just even vaguely fun.
A specific experience.
Yeah, sure. I'm trying to think.
Like we, for example, all, you'll relate to this, we all went to Olive Garden at the local mall just to be like, this is going to be stupid as hell.
And it was fun.
It was so fun, you know?
Yeah. I think I know which, not to dox you, but I think I know which Olive Garden you went to, and that is a good Olive Garden. This is a good question.
I would like to zip line.
Zip line, okay.
Over a forest.
You would?
Yeah, I think
I feel like you're afraid of heights, though.
I'm scared of planes. I'm scared of being untethered to the earth.
Ah.
So
I can understand the distinction, yes.
The fact that I'm attached to a wire, I think, would make it doable, yeah.
Okay.
I feel like I'm spinning away in space when I'm on a plane.
But I also have a fear of heights. I am more, and I have done a zip line before, and I've also done rappelling / rock climbing. I've done those two activities.
Yep.
And those, yes, the fact that you're tethered to something does make it, like, I was less nervous doing that than I am, like, walking across a bridge with a, you know, with a low barrier. Mm. Like if I feel like I can actually fall, if I feel like I don't have any sort of protection, that's what really triggers it for
me. Like one of those Indiana Jones bridges or whatever?
Yeah, I thought I'd be crossing a lot more rope bridges in my life based on movies, you know?
Oh, yeah. Rope bridges, quicksand.
Yeah.
We really thought. Had no idea what was coming for us, actually.
That'd be an amazing birthday if money was no object, if you wake up during the day and your friends have all changed your entire world into, like, rope bridges and rappelling to get to work, and it becomes a big adventure where you have to...
Like a 90s kid adventure. Yeah.
Okay, so to answer your question, I'm a bit of a coward, so, like, some sort of high-risk sort of thing like that would induce anxiety for me, but I do really like walking, and so I think just like a lovely hike, you know, like if it was like sort of being like, hey, I've never hiked in this spot before. I'm just gonna go on a long walk, and I'm just going to enjoy the view, and I'm just going to enjoy nature and being outside and stretching my legs. That to me is the kind of like, hey, that would be a fun experience for a special occasion.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And you have a specific topographical, do you like an ocean view? You like a redwood? What are we talking?
We're talking biomes. I do really...
We're always talking biomes. Yeah.
I do really like... I grew up in Southern California. I do really like the beach. So I think some sort of, hey, cliffside, but an ocean view, you know, that feels like the kind of thing. I've hiked Catalina Island before, and that is like kind of pretty much what I'm picturing. It's kind of desert island vibes a little bit, but it's also a semi-tropical. It's very beachy, and there's a lot of topography, and there's a lot of just ocean on all sides. So that to me is really, really, you know, the ideal.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Nice. I don't know why I'm so invested in not only rebranding birthdays, but specifically your birthday. But for some reason, I want you to have your perfect birthday.
Yeah,
I feel like you deserve it. Yeah.
I've been told I'm a birthday Grinch, so I think that's probably part of it. You're kind of like, you want my heart to grow 3 sizes and to recognize that it's okay to celebrate yourself.
Absolutely. That's what I'm working on now. Because I think as I've started referring to myself as an artist, despite the fact that I do stand-up and podcasting. but I think it's true.
Sure.
Like, I think it's really easy to devalue artists in America. Like, we're not... they want us to feel bad about ourselves so they can fucking use us, not pay us for anything.
They
want
to tell us learn to code, which I do know how to code, but they want to tell us learn to code and say we should have majored in STEM or whatever. You know what I mean? It's like, it's very condescending because, I don't know, that's when we have free time, what do people like to do? They like to consume art. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I don't know, we're working so that we can enjoy other people's work. I don't know. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
It's like anything else. If you don't do it, you don't understand the challenges of it. So you're like, oh, that looks easy. My friend at work's fucking funny. Who can't? You know what I mean? But it's like, no. It's not the same thing at all.
So wait, you want Nick to celebrate his birthday because he's an artist? Is that what you're saying?
No, I want Nick to value himself entirely. And on top of that, I'm also trying to value myself more just in general. So I think I recognize in Nick an aspect of myself that thinks like, oh, shucks, I'm just a piece of shit.
That's presumptuous.
Well, but truly, one day a year where you get celebrated, like, I think that's why you like the idea of birthdays, right? It's like you get
maybe, I like celebrating people. Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I think there is an element, what you're speaking about, and I do think this is true of me, is there's an element of being an introvert, of shyness that comes, that is less of an issue for me now, but was certainly pervasive when I was a child, that has led to me being like, well, I don't want to make anything about me. You know what I mean?
Totally. Despite
me having two podcasts that are people listening to me talk, I still feel like it's ostentatious for me to say like, I want to make this thing about me.
Right.
You know what I mean? So yeah, I'm sure the birthday hesitation is a little bit about that.
What if part of it was that we should trade birthdays? So like...
Oh, I like that.
On your literal birthday, you celebrate someone else's birthday.
Yeah. Oh.
And then on that person's birthday, you celebrate your birthday.
Yeah.
Actually, you're like sharing the spotlight because you know... Everyone knows that it's actually the other person's birthday.
Yeah. That I feel like if you have a partner who is down for the swap, that feels like the easiest form of that. But it could be a friend or any loved one.
Yeah.
I like that.
A birthday pal. And then you guys can get specific. You can do a little meeting beforehand so you figure out what each one's heart truly desires.
It's like having a sister city. It's like we have... We're birthday bonded, even though our birthdays are completely different days. We have some sort of connection there.
Spiritual sharing of the birthday.
Yeah, hell yeah. This is great. Okay, podcast over. Well, okay, I also want to say, I always think that just rebranding birthdays exclusively as goth is powerful. So I'm saying you dress up like Robert Smith, right? It's got to be sort of, I'm imagining... sound effects of lightning and thunder. You make a part of your house dedicated exclusively to weeping and moaning.
Is this for the those of us that are sort of embracing the fact that the birthday is the march to the grave?
Yeah, yeah.
I see, okay.
So it's all corpse paint and Sisters of Mercy, stuff like that.
Right, yeah.
So just throwing that out there as an option. You can always have a goth birthday. Embrace your angsty teen.
Sure.
That's another thing we're not allowed to do as adults is like, you were talking about the other day, like fucking whine. When we should all be whining. Like shit is hard.
Yeah,
it's okay to
whine. Fun. I love the whine.
Oh, whining is so great. I've been really doing it.
Yeah, you get a full-on day where you just get to bitch and complain.
Well, maybe that's another form of a birthday rebrand is just full regression.
Yeah.
It's whatever.
You get to be a little baby.
You get to be a little baby. Yeah. You wear a little diaper. You have a tantrum.
Non-sexually, you creeps.
Non-sexually, you fucking creeps. Just kidding. We don't yuck yums here. We don't yuck yums here. You can make it sexual. You can have a baby orgy if you want. No. With consenting adults. With consenting adults. But, you know, have a full regression where you dress like a baby, you have a tantrum.
Yeah.
When something happens that you don't like, you cry. And your friends just have to observe you.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, as an adult, when's the last time you just went, wing?
Yeah, right?
Feels good.
Feels good. I really have started whining when I don't want to do something, like properly whining, and it actually does help me, and then I do the thing that I don't want to do.
Wow.
So I've had it recently where, like, there was an event that I didn't want to, an event before an event that I didn't want to go to recently, and I was with my friend, and I just was like, I don't want to go. I don't want to have to put on makeup and dress up and go. It's going to be so traffic-y. And I just fully whined like that, and I did that for, like, a couple minutes, and then I felt a lot better after, actually.
Yeah. Wow. That's a nice life pro tip. One thing I found, my friend Tammy Sager told me about this, and I started doing it, is if I have a task I don't want to do, I just set a timer. I'm like, I will do this for 5 minutes.
Mm.
And sometimes it's something like, you know, folding my laundry. And then I'll find that I'm done before the timer goes off.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so it's like just like, oh, and wait, that was actually nothing. This thing that I did, that I was postponing. So yeah, that's helpful. But I maybe combine the two, maybe whine a little bit and set a timer.
I feel like it'd be interesting too. What we're talking about is for your birthday, you get to be any age you want to be.
Oh, interesting.
So does it sound nicer you be a baby, or does it sound better to be like a retiree in Boca Raton who has to do nothing but sit at
being
the pool?
Oh, boy, I never thought about just being a very old man on my birthday.
Yeah, right.
That might be a fun move.
Like walker included. You know what I mean? Like,
that's interesting. You get to pick your age.
Yeah.
You're not celebrating whatever age you're turning. You pick what age.
Yep. Whiny teenager, like a teenager who's pissed at their parents for no reason. You
right.
know?
Or you could shoot your shot and be like, I'm celebrating my 92nd birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being like, I'm making it there, bitches.
Yeah. I'm getting dinner at IHOP at 4:30 p.m.
Yep. Early bedtime.
That sounds great, actually.
Sleep for 2 hours.
That sounds great.
A really early dinner and then an early bedtime? Yeah. Ooh-wee.
Yeah, it's the dream.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Right. Hook up with a real old lady. You know, stuff old people do.
I kind of like the idea of getting some of your older birthdays out of the way.
Yeah.
Being like, I kind of want to do all my senior stuff now, and then later I'll do my 35th birthday or whatever.
Totally. But. Or like the day that, let's say, you know, well, retiring is a big issue right now, obviously, but the day that you retire, let's say you're like, you're doing your 58th birthday right now, you know?
Yeah.
Which is like, you get to say fuck you to all your coworkers.
Right.
You know, get the big pin or brooch or whatever the thing is that you get when you leave your law firm.
I like the idea that they give you a brooch. I don't think that happens, but I want them to.
I've never had a job, so I don't know. I'm assuming it's all brooch stuff.
You're assuming it's all brooch stuff?
Yeah,
it's all brooch related.
Every 10 years, you get a larger brooch, right? Isn't that what happens to corporate professionals?
You'd be working at a brooch company. Right? Wait, what do y'all have any particularly memorable birthdays?
Well, here's my thing.
Yeah.
I'm a twin. I have a fraternal twin brother, and we were born 2 days after Christmas.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, he got fucked on the birthday.
So my birthdays were like, and we didn't have a ton of money.
Yeah.
So it was one year I only remember like kind of sad birthdays. I got one year I got like a pretty bad pocket knife, and I didn't want a pocket knife.
No!
One year I got a thrift, like a used He-Man castle, which was actually pretty exciting.
Sure.
But then the best one I ever got was when I got my skateboard. And that was, it was my 8th birthday. I badly wanted a skateboard. And I opened up everything and I didn't get it. And I was, that sinking feeling of desperation as a child of like, oh no, I'm not getting it. And then my sister points at this box, which says 100 pounds of ground beef. Which was, it just, I don't know, that's what it said. And my sister was like, hey, mom and dad got you a bunch of ground beef for Christmas. I'm like, huh? And then I went and opened it. It was a skateboard. It was the happiest day of my life.
Yeah.
That was my big one.
Happier than when we got married, huh?
I'm going to go, I would, let's see, how do I say this?
Skateboard first.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to take this opportunity to say that I'm sort of unhappy with our marriage.
You wanted to bring your friend Nick here to confront me because you knew I'd go I'd go insane.
Yeah, Nick just has to like
under the pretense of recording a podcast. But really, you're just deathly afraid of me and how I'll react.
He has to play ref or whatever. Like.
I had a birthday recently that actually I think like hit the nail on the head for me in terms of like all the stuff that I wanted because. We went to a barcade.
Fun.
There was like, because I get, which I'm working on, I get really codependent with friends when I invite them to places. I'm like, are they going to have a pal? Like, are these going to all be people that fit together, that will have fun with each other? Is there anyone that I'm inviting that isn't going to have another friend besides me there? Like, I get very conscious
of that. You're thinking
like
a host.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. It's almost impossible for you not to think like a host.
Yes.
Yep.
But I am working on it because everyone's an adult and they can take care of themselves. But that particular birthday, we were at a barcade and it just happened to work out perfectly. We're like, everyone had a buddy. And if anyone got overstimulated or didn't want to have conversation anymore, they could go play video games. There was, you know, people could drink if they wanted to, but there was plenty to do if they didn't drink. The food there was pretty good. And I just got to like bop around and play video games and like see a bunch of people that I loved. And it just like went really smoothly.
What were we playing in particular?
Mort loves Mortal Kombat. So he Kombat machine.
Who's your main? Time.
Yep. I like Johnny Cage.
Oh, yeah.
He's the funniest to me.
He's really funny.
He murders you and then kisses his hands and gives you a headshot, which is still hilarious.
I don't know what the Mortal Kombat, the OG Mortal Kombat tier lists are. I don't know who are the best characters.
Well, the easiest ones are like, and good ones, Sub-Zero, yeah. Scorpion, their moves
sure.
are pretty easy.
Right.
Like, Johnny Cage is like probably mid-level.
I think.
Ooh, mid-tier.
Yeah. What are you playing, honey? I like pinball, too.
You also like
pinball.
Oh,
yeah. God, yeah. Man.
I like it when they have this wasn't the barcade that we were at, but there is a barcade called Barcade.
Yes.
You've been.
I've been to Barcade.
There's an arcade cabinet that's like a WarioWare style game where it's a bunch of like micro games.
Okay.
Which is like, we played it together. It's like you have a chopstick that's vertical and you're trying to catch sushi rolls on the chopstick. Or you're like trying to pack boxes as fast as you can, which is just like hitting a button as fast as you possibly can. And it's just a bunch of micro games like that. And they get really intense and everyone gets really into them really immediately because they're very simple. So people can just jump in and like understand immediately what's happening. But they're very high intensity.
Extremely high intensity, which I find
very fun.
Yes.
I think it's fun when people can like jump into a game because they get it really quickly.
Yes.
And then have a lot of fun with it.
And that one's kind of, the buttons are indestructible. There's a lot of screaming and pounding. And
yes,
stuff.
Yes. Which is my favorite. Mm-hmm. It's very fun.
Wow.
Yeah, totally. So that's a very strong one.
What's your go-to at an arcade?
Oh, boy. Good question. I always like finding a Konami beat-em-up.
Oh, sure.
I just like was really into that era of, you know, Simpsons Arcade. I remember my mind being blown by... And this is a thing for any of your listeners who did not grow up in any... No part of their life was pre-internet. That was like, you know, but the very early part of my childhood was like we didn't have, you know, any sort of internet. And we didn't have dial-up until I was like, a teenager. And so like you would learn about something by finding it in the physical world.
Right.
And that was like we went to a pizza place for a friend's birthday. It was like my friend's 8th or 9th birthday. And... they had a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade cabinet there. And I'd never, like, I knew there was a cartoon. I knew there were toys. I was like, there's a video game? Like, that was me learning about it. And then you go over it, and it's, like, very fun to play, and it's still very playable. You know, like, that and Turtles in Time are both very playable in a modern context, too. So, yeah, that's probably what I gravitate towards. I mean, like, you know, but I like that era of fighting game as well. Like, you know, find a Street Fighter II Turbo cabinet or whatever.
Sure.
I'll mess around with that. Yeah, why not?
And do you have a memory of a favorite birthday?
Good question. I always remember that my parents took me to the San Diego Zoo. Cody is being so cute. It is so distracting.
He loves you, by the way.
Cody the dog, who I just met today and was very riled up and has now calmed down quite a bit, but just resting his head on the couch very gently.
And looking at Nick like, take me away from all this. Take me away from this madness.
What a sweetie. Anyway, what I was going to say is, like my parents took me to the San Diego Zoo, and then we went to El Torito, speaking of chain restaurants, and... like they did this is actually a thing I like, and another thing I think should be retained. I do have nostalgia for the time before Happy Birthday was public domain, and every chain restaurant had their own like Happy Birthday song.
Oh, right.
And
yeah.
So they had like the El Torito specific like Happy Birthday song with some like Spanish language lyrics tossed in there. I just remember that being that, again, it was experiential. I have mixed feelings about zoos these days.
Right.
I know they do they make some conservation efforts, but also it's just like, I don't think I'd want to go to a zoo to look at caged animals. That's depressing.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't know. Cause like as an adult too, I would hate it if a bunch of people were singing to me, but I like the idea that as a kid you could experience the fun of it and being like, this feels nice. They're like,
right.
Yeah.
I should add, that was my 18th birthday.
Hell yeah. I love that.
But it was kind of like
mommy, daddy to the zoo.
It kind of was. Because my brother was in college at the time. He was in San Diego, and so we were down there visiting him. And so it ended up kind of being like the farewell to children's birthdays for me. It's like, that's my last kid's birthday, you know?
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a really good point, though, the personalized – happy birthday songs. Yeah. Maybe part of the birthday rebrand is that we need to ban. No one fucking likes the public domain happy birthday.
No. No one likes it. It's such a drag.
It's such a drag. So that's banned. So either you do the Stevie Wonder one or you make your own. Yeah. That's it.
Oh, right. Stevie Wonder one's so good.
Stevie Wonder one fucking rules. Yeah. It's so much better.
Or you fucking hire like John Mayer on Cameo or whatever to write one for you.
Honey, I feel like this is your second John Mayer reference in two episodes.
I love the guy. What can I say? Or like Dave Matthews or somebody. I want a nine.
Pepper bird.
Yeah. I only say that to bring up Ashley's note perfect Dave Matthews impression. Hey.
Thanks for setting me up so I could knock it down.
Yeah, I think there's just so much more personalizing that we can do, which I think is fun. Like, because I think there's a lot of pressure for people, it sounds like, to experience a level of joy that maybe is too high in adulthood, right? It's like you're not going to necessarily experience the same magic of childhood. So if it helps you to do your friends come help you do arbitrary shit, make that happen.
Also, people, you know, especially in adulthood, are like, it's a birthday week, which I think is probably because when you become an adult, it's harder to corral all your friends on the same day. Sure. So maybe then you have a dinner with this person or a breakfast with that person or go to a movie with these couple people.
Yep.
So there's also, you know, the rebranding that sort of happened naturally of the birthday week. But I also think that, like, no pressure to, like, make it an event that lasts more than, like, an hour also. Mm. You could be like, I want to go get Korean donuts in Koreatown. The length of time that takes is the length of time I want to celebrate my birthday, and that's it.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be this huge thing. I mean, I roast Mike Mitchell, my Doughboys co-host, for being a birthday week guy. But I will say one thing that he does, which I really like, is that he always is like, every year he just has one day for his birthday where it's like we all got to the same pizza place and then we all go see a movie. Mm. It's just like, hey, you know, you've just got your two activities that you do, and if people can only make the pizza place and aren't going to the movie, which is me, I'm not staying out that late, like that's fine. Or if people are only going to the movie, that's fine. It's just sort of like a very kind of open invite, and hey, here are two discrete activities that I like to do, and it's just kind of my own tradition.
Yeah,
I think that's good. That works. That works great for him. But I also think what you're saying of like, yeah, you can dial it back a little bit. I think the other thing to consider is just because of schedules, sometimes your birthday like falls on a Tuesday or something like that. You're just not going to rally a bunch of people for a birthday on a Tuesday.
Yep.
So like, I think whatever, if you're going to do a big thing, just make it the Friday or Saturday or Sunday closest to your birthday.
Yes.
And then if you're going to do something actually on your day and that's just like a random weekday, just lower your own expectations and scale it way back.
Totally. I think, yeah, go ahead.
I also like the idea of the pizza parlor into movie, because what that does is, like you, it gives you an immediate like ending time.
Yeah.
I think that's also maybe the thing with like parties and stuff, at least gives me anxiety of like, how long am I expected to stay? When am I supposed to show up? When am I supposed to leave? Like, what's going to be happening? Versus if it's like, oh, I don't want to stay out really late, so I'll just hang out at the pizza parlor. And then when everyone leaves for the movie, I am released.
Right. You know? Mm. Yeah.
Or if I only go to the movie, I'm hanging out for the length of the movie, and then I am released.
Here's like an off-ramp.
Yeah, off-ramp from the social setting.
Right.
For sure. Plus, all of that time, movie, pizza, it's all sitting down, which is pretty solid.
Oh, we love that.
A lot of relaxing to be done if you're capable of it, you know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of comics makes fun of women who are like, it's my birthday month, or whatever. But it's like, yeah, maybe they like a fucking birthday month. Like, yeah, it's annoying to expect other people to do this shit for you, but yeah, like, dude, celebrate your shit. My thing is, I think it should be your birthday, and it starts when you wake up and it ends when you go to sleep. And I like that because it's a challenge, because in theory, you could prolong your birthday for like a week if you're willing to experience that much sleep deprivation.
Right. You have to earn your birthday week by torturing your body.
My brother and I was the best because we had the same birthdays or whatever. So he had this thing where Arby's had five roast beef burgers for $5.
Okay.
And he's like, all right. And then it got increasingly more expensive every year.
It eventually reached like 2 for $5. It was like, it's not even feel like a deal anymore.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And then there was one where it became the Big Montana for a while, which is a sloppy pile of beef. But
Is that the one with the drippy cheese sauce in between?
It didn't have cheese sauce. It was
The beef and cheddar is the beefy. That's the cheese sauce. Yeah,
which,
yeah.
God, that sounds like if you eat that, you have mental illness. I think I don't, that sounds so gross.
I do. I want one right now. They keep closing Arby's in L.A. I think the last one's in Englewood. It's a little bit of a haul, but I love Arby's.
They have the superior fries. I will. Go to my grave.
The fries are great.
Well, I like the hash brown over there.
Oh, okay.
Or the potato cake.
The potato, yeah.
Oh, right.
It's always 1,000,000 degrees.
They have one of the weirdest pairings there, which they have jalapeno poppers, but then the dipping sauce it comes with is bronco berry sauce.
What?
It's like a boysenberry jam that you dip. It kind of works, but it also kind of does not work. It's really strange.
Cheddar cheese or cream cheese in those poppers?
It's like cream cheese.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, boysenberry. It was one of the Smurfs the general manager?
This is the whole thing, by the way. I feel like, was it Knott's Berry Farm is having like a boysenberry fest where everything is boysenberry. It's kind of sad, but they're like, well, groceries are so expensive that now I go to this, like, they got like a season pass to Knott's Berry Farm that has like a meal add-on where you can eat all your meals for free, and it's like cheaper than grocery shopping for a month.
Jesus, that's grim.
It's so grim. Oh, so they're going to Knott's Berry Farm and having every meal at Knott's Berry Farm.
It's like a bread line, but dressed up as an amusement park.
I know, it's crazy. We live in such a crazy timeline. Anyway.
So my brother wouldn't even have to sit there. His only rule was that I had to finish all 5 roast beef sandwiches in front of him, which I did think was really funny to like turn it into kind of a punishment or a challenge.
Wait, he did this to himself?
Me.
Oh, you did this to
him. Yeah, and I really liked Arby's. So yeah. I was like, yeah, I'll eat 5 of those fucks right now.
For your birthday, that's what you did?
Yeah, every year.
What?
To the point, like, 6 years in, it was sort of like, all right, let's go to Arby's.
Guys. That sounds great.
Fun, really? Yeah.
That's such a crazy tradition.
Yeah, we thought
what'd he do?
Watch me eat Arby's.
Then he wouldn't even have any?
He'd probably get a burger.
God.
Yeah, he kills up.
I feel like this is Ben just fucking with you.
Yeah, we both thought it was pretty funny.
Ben listens to this podcast, too, I think, so.
Occasionally, yeah. Wow. But last time he said, he
critiqued us.
Yeah, he texted me about, Naomi said something disparaging about Kurt Vonnegut Jr. And he sort of said, like, that's actually not true or whatever. And I said, yeah, but pretty funny episode though, right? And he did not respond.
Do we lose a listener? Do we lose your fraternal twin brother?
It's great because he's such a stone face that he's even able to convey that through text. What a shout out, Ben. We love you, buddy.
We love you, Ben.
Well, I'll make you laugh one of these days.
Okay, should we wrap this bad boy up?
Let's do it. This has been so much goddamn fun.
What a hoot.
We have so many options for rebranding your birthday. We've got doing a task that you've been avoiding and don't want to do. You force your friends to do that with you or watch you do it on your birthday.
Yep. Look, I love that. I would just say I'll put my thumb on the scale for that one.
I like that one too. What else did we do? We had a pinata that you can shape whatever way you want. Alternatively, just beat up a printer with a baseball bat. Feels great.
Yep, absolutely. The pinata can be shaped like J.D. Vance and filled with loose meat and organs.
We had age regression or age progression, depending on what you want to do.
That's right. Also good.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, wait, I got one weird one.
Okay, great.
What if you, for a day, got to live as any kind of different, like you're like, I want to be a fucking club DJ today.
Oh, interesting.
And you just did everything you imagine that a club DJ did. Or like, I want to live like a guy who's 3 times divorced and just getting out of a depression or something.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, so you cosplay as a different person for your birthday.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool.
Oh, interesting. Okay, great. So we have that. And then we also have the birthday swap where you swap with a friend.
Right.
So you
could
also you could do one where rather than celebrating your friend's birthday, you just are your friend for that.
I want to be like a jet pilot. And maybe you don't get to fly a jet, but you get to like wear the suit and like go walk around with the aviators and stuff.
You want to make a wish is what you want.
Don't we all want to make a wish? I want to meet Michael Jordan.
Okay, so I have a friend. I will not name who this is, but they were requested for a make-a-wish. And what they discovered was, because I thought, and this person thought, that make-a-wishes are terminally ill people.
Right.
They aren't necessarily.
Correct.
They are just like people that are sick. So this person did a make-a-wish for this person, for this guy, and expected that mournfully expected that this person was going to pass away within a number of years. Homie's still alive and is like still hitting him up for stuff.
just asking for favors.
What did he get for the Make-A-Wish?
Meeting this friend of mine.
Oh, wow. I got it.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Oh, so funny. They like requested this friend, and yeah, they were not a terminal.
Doing pretty good, actually.
Doing pretty good.
Yeah.
This is how I learned off pod that you were like college roommates with John Cena. Oh,
that's cool. He still parties with us and stuff.
Also, I should just again reiterate, I'm a bit of a birthday Grinch. I know some people really like their birthdays, so you know this is. Kind of a little of my own personal stuff we're kind of working through. And I would just say, I don't know if the landing point for rebrand is ever, I think just keep it as is. But I think that's an option for birthdays, right?
It's a D-brand. Yeah. That's what we call it. It's a non-branding. Yeah, they're probably fine. Yeah. For being a birthday Grinch, you had a beautiful attitude.
You really did.
This entire birthday themed episode we decided to do for you.
Yeah, you were game. You were game for it.
And also, I'm learning how to pet Cody through the way you're petting him. I've never seen him. He looks like he's on Klonopin in a good way.
Am I doing a good job or am I bothering him?
No,
he loves it.
Okay. He is so relaxed right now.
He's really calm.
Yeah, he loves you.
He's also shedding up a storm.
I know, you're really getting layers and layers of fur off of him.
You're doing that hard pet, which he likes.
He does like.
He doesn't have nerve receptors, I don't think. He doesn't feel pain. Really.
I know, he's got a gentle papa, because you're not very rough and tumble with him, but yeah. I think he kind of likes a thorough petting.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Nick, where can the people find you?
Hey, I got two podcasts. Mort has been on Doughboys. We got to get both y'all in studio.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, Doughboys podcast about chain restaurants, me and Mike Mitchell, my co-host. You can listen to wherever you find listen to podcasts. I also got a podcast, Get Played, about video games. Me, Heather Ann Campbell, and Matt Apodaca, and whatever. You're listening to this. You don't listen to podcasts.
Yeah, and tell everybody your birthday so they can all celebrate you, make you hate it.
Honey, where can the people find us?
You can find us specifically on our Patreon at Rebrand the Pod. Join the Patreon. You get immediate access to our Discord where people are always popping the fuck off. So go enjoy that. Enjoy those discussions. You can leave suggestions for an episode like this one was left by our good friend Jay the Crab Man, who recommended birthdays. And this is a wonderful episode. Thank you so much, Jay, for that suggestion. You can find us on all the pods at Rebrand... You can find us on all the socials at Rebrand the Podcast.
And if it is your birthday when you're listening to this, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Oh, also, real quick, I'm going on a stand-up comedy tour.
Oh, yeah, plug it. Cody Farted is the update from over here on this side of the couch.
It smells like the inside of a racquetball.
It smells like Chuck E. Cheese.
It's fucking insane. Yeah, it smells exactly like 2025 Chuck E. Cheese.
God, no animatronics. It smells like my dog's asshole. Jesus.
We will be in Omaha May 2nd, Salt Lake City May 4th, and then back in L.A. at the Lyric Hyperion with a date to be determined. I'm going to be on tour with my friend George McCullough, who is a brilliant singer-songwriter. His shit's amazing and hilarious. Thank you so much, Nick Weiger.
What a hoot.
Rebrand.